This episode is brought to you by Intuit, the technology platform that brings financial confidence with products like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. You might have learned the recorder in school, but probably not how to navigate the financial world. Luckily, Intuit's on a mission to help with the free Intuit for Education program. It provides students with the lessons to learn essential skills, like how to build credit, file taxes, and budget. Check out their free resources at intuit.com/education.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for the Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
When you get a Volvo car, you get My Volvo Experience and access to a team of Volvo-certified technicians with Volvo's complimentary factory-scheduled maintenance program. Tap the banner to learn more. Please contact your local Volvo authorized retailer to learn more about their pickup and delivery options.
From props to parlays to totals and spreads, it's time for Odds and End Zones, a feature of the Fans First Sports Network. It's time to sweat it out. Here's your hosts, Ian St. Clair and Adam Malnati.
Adam, hopefully the MILFs and Cougars of Denver are on alert since they have the MILF and Cougar Hunter now as their quarterback.
Zach Wilson, MILF Hunter. I feel like, are we allowed to say that? Don't Google that. Do not stop. Stop Googling. I see you Googling. Oh, you dirty dogs.
Yeah, not safe for work. But and since to answer your question, yes, yeah, because Lori put it in her story on Mile High Report. So if Lori is saying MILF Hunter about Zach Wilson,
yes,
everyone can say it.
Doc gave us the go ahead. Yeah, Doc gave us the go ahead. Do not search it up. Kind of an interesting. That is sort of an interesting story heading into the draft. I think the big question becomes, what is the impact on the draft? And I have a feeling that the impact is close to nil when it comes to what Sean Payton and George Payton, who apparently is still with the Broncos, and I'm going to keep saying that until he's gone, and Greg Penner and all those, you know, that's, it's not going to impact what they want to do. It's just a move to bring in a guy who knows, you take a flyer on him, maybe he pans out because of the horrible coaching he got with the Jets. Maybe he doesn't, but it doesn't hurt you in any way. So, sure, go for it.
Yeah, I agree with that. I don't think it's going to have any impact on who Sean Payton targets in this draft. And as we've said repeatedly, this is Sean Payton's decision. George Payton is going to be a guy in the corner and has little to no say in what Sean Payton and the Broncos do in the draft. So anyone thinking that, stop, because he's not going to have any say in this. This is not a democracy. It's not anything involving George Payton is not a thing. So, yeah, I agree with you. Whatever Sean Payton wants, he's going to do. And thankfully, we're getting to the point now where there's going to be resolution.
Yeah, we've, you know, as we sit here recording, this is obviously our draft preview. I don't know that there's really, like, when it comes to a draft preview for the Denver Broncos, we talked in our last episode about what we thought the Broncos would do. We talked about quarterbacks. We talked about do they have the ability to trade up to get the quarterback that they want? Are they willing to sit and wait and maybe take a different guy? One of the names we didn't bring up in our last show that I'm going to bring up now because I'm just curious your thoughts on it is a guy like Spencer Rattler, right? You could talk about Bo Nix. You talk about Michael Penix. Obviously, I think J.J. McCarthy is the name that we sort of gravitated towards that I don't think will be available. But the next sort of name on that list is Spencer Rattler, who was a top recruit coming out of high school and is kind of a sleeper in that maybe he goes in a mid-round draft pick, like third round, maybe. I don't really know exactly where people have him going, but that might be a name to look for as well. Obviously not heading into the first round of the draft, which is where we're headed next, but later on in the draft, he may be a target for Sean Payton, who fancies himself a quarterback guru.
Based on everything that we're seeing as of Wednesday morning, early Wednesday afternoon, depending on your time zone, I think it's going to be JJ McCarthy. Just based on everything that I'm seeing and reading, this is Scotty, who is our draft expert at Mile High Report. He's 50-50 on it. Here's what I think. I think Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Drake May go 1, 2, 3. At that point, I don't think the Vikings are going to want a quarterback because I think they want May. So I think the Broncos will be able to wait it out and potentially wait until that Giants to 9 threshold to potentially move up and get JJ McCarthy, where it won't cost that much. So that's where I'm leaning at this point. It's where I've been all along. Maybe I'm just being hopeful, which is dangerous as a Broncos fan the last 8 years. But eventually the hopefulness is going to pay off.
Yeah, that hopium is a heck of a drug. I wrote about this in my article last week and after our discussion, and I worry about the firepower. JJ McCarthy is a name that sort of skyrocketed after the national championship. Michigan wins. He looks great. I remember going into that game, Michael Penix had sort of had that that bump after what they did to the Texas Longhorns, and Bo Nix is keeps seeing stats about how he's so accurate. He's like, what was it, like 70% or whatever. Again, I kind of go back to the Spencer Rattler thing. He's somebody who you put in the back of your mind as well. Maybe this is a guy you target in sort of the mid rounds. I just worry about whether or not the Broncos have the firepower, and there's two minds there with that. And we've talked about it a lot. The idea of, F them picks, kind of Los Angeles Rams way of doing business. I think this is the first year in 84 years that the Rams have a first round pick or something like that. Or maybe that was last year. I don't remember. I don't really care because I don't care about the Rams. But what I do care about is the Broncos winning football games. And somebody tweeted out something about Sean Payton. And I noticed something that I thought was interesting because I've kind of been on the side of Sean Payton being willing to have patience and maybe not go after a quarterback. The man is 60 years old, and I'm not 60 yet, but I definitely look at retirement and at the age that I'm at, which is, 43, I definitely start to think about what I want to do with my life after I get done working. That is something that I think is a natural way of looking at things. I don't know how Sean Payton would sort of go about business in terms of that. But at 60 years old, you have to know that your time in the NFL is not just short, but it is on the back nine. You are headed towards irrelevancy, right? I'll point to a guy like Bill Belichick. Bill Belichick just got done coaching for the New England Patriots, probably the greatest coaching job in the history of the NFL. And we can have arguments about whether or not Tom Brady made him a great coach or whatever. The truth is the man won several Super Bowls and was constantly in the playoffs and always in the AFC Championship game and always a team to be dealt with. Bill Belichick in his 70s did not get a job for this season because he's old. And I'm not saying that he deserves a job or doesn't deserve a job, but he interviewed with the Atlanta Falcons and they were kind of like, yeah, you seem a little old to me, guy. That doesn't mean he won't get a job next year. I'm fully in the camp of Bill Belichick's going to get another shot if he wants it somewhere. But he didn't get it in Atlanta. And if I'm Sean Payton and I'm 60 years old, I don't know how much patience I can have. I've talked about him being patient. I've talked about him waiting a year for a quarterback. I've talked about him maybe not having the firepower this year to get the guy that he wants. I don't know if he can afford that. That's really the side that I'm starting to come down on here, is that I don't know if Sean Payton can afford that. I think he gets the full term of his contract. I don't think that Greg Penner is going to fire him if they have a losing season in this upcoming season. I don't believe that Sean Payton is in the hot seat, and I don't believe he will be in the hot seat for probably another two seasons, because you've given him the reins and now you got to let him, you know, go get his groceries, as Bill Parcells would say, and do all of the cooking and whatnot, whatever. Right. Bill Parcells, Sean Payton's connection there, in case you didn't know. I do, however, think that the issue he runs into in this draft is just how much can you give away to trade up to get the guy that you want. Do you have the firepower? I keep coming back to that. It continues to be my concern for him in moving forward. I don't know. I don't have a way to sort of say this is what's going to happen. I do know that with limited draft capital, you have limited moves you can make, because draft capital is the Bitcoin of the NFL. Everybody wants a taste of it. Everybody needs it. Everybody has to have it. And you don't really know what the value is, but you want it, right? Because you never know what you're going to get for your draft picks. But you want that draft capital. So it is fascinating to me to sort of see those. Like, if Sean Payton was 50 years old, I wouldn't even be talking about this. Sean Payton, he could wait a year. Wouldn't matter. Can he wait a year at 60 years old? I don't know if he can. And so is he going to take out a second mortgage on the future of the Broncos? I don't know if he will. I have no idea.
I want to nip this in the bud. Why in God's name would he be patient? He's a freaking head coach. He wants to win. He knows the issue his team has is it doesn't have a freaking quarterback. You're not going to be a head coach in the NFL and say, oh, well, I'll just wait. I don't need to do anything this year. We'll be fine. I'll just draft him next year. What the hell are we doing? He's a head coach in the National Football League, the league that stands for not for long. And he's a competitor. Has anyone ever seen Sean Payton? Does anyone know anything about Sean Payton? Just reading his history. Does he seem like the kind of guy who is going to be patient? No. As for the draft picks, he don't care. He's been aggressive. He was aggressive in New Orleans. Even with Drew Brees, he didn't use draft picks. He was aggressive. If he saw someone he wanted, he went up and got him. As for the future draft capital, they have a first-round pick next year. They have all of their draft picks next year. And as I stated just a couple of minutes ago, I don't think they're going to have to move up that far. But this whole idea that Sean Payton is a patient guy when he's in a division that just won its second Super, its back-to-back Super Bowls, is one of the favorites to do it for the third straight year, could be the first team in NFL history to win back-to-back-to-back Super Bowls. And anyone who doesn't think that's possible didn't watch the playoffs last year, because it was solely because of Patrick Mahomes. They're going to be the favorite again. Jim Harbaugh is now the head coach of the Los Angeles Chargers. Look at what he did with the 49ers. Look at what he did with Michigan. We can discount the Raiders. They're garbage. They're a trash can franchise that won't do anything. Yeah, there's no way Sean Payton is going to be a patient guy and not go get his guy. I don't believe that for a second. I don't know who his guy is, but he's not going to be patient. Well, we can stop that nonsense right now.
That's the point. The other point that you can start to get into, it's not about patience so much as it's about who does he really like? Who really fits Sean Payton's system? Which quarterback in this draft is the best quarterback for his system. I would argue that J.J. McCarthy has a definite plus side to him in terms of what he can do as a quarterback that Sean Payton would like. I think you could make the argument that Bo Nix would be a guy that Sean Payton would like. He may not be at the top of your list if you're, you know, somebody who doesn't like Bo Nix, but the stats show that he's accurate, that he's able to process quickly, that he uses the middle of the field. These are all things that Sean Payton requires. So I have no problem with that. I think it actually sort of shows that he probably doesn't like a guy like Michael Penix, who I think maybe has the best arm talent in the draft. His arm is incredible. I mean, the things he can do with a football are amazing, but I don't think that he fits the Sean Payton mold of quick processing, using the middle of the field, that kind of thing, that maybe you pass on that guy. Spencer Rattler, from everything that I've read about him, might sort of fall into the category of, yeah, Sean Payton would like a guy like this, because it's not necessarily for Sean Payton about, oh, I got to go get, Jaden Daniels, or I got to go get Caleb Williams. It's, I got to get the guy that fits what I want to do as the head coach. And we've talked in the past about, well, coaches should adjust their system to their players. And sometimes I wholeheartedly agree with that. But in a situation like this, where you're talking about a draft, where you're talking about being able to just go get your guy, you don't have to do that. You have the ability to go get a guy that you believe will fit your system. And that's a much better situation for this particular head coach to be in. So if you want to spin it in a positive direction, sitting at 12, if they are enamored with J.J. McCarthy, and like you said, they have their full complement of draft picks in 2025. If they are enamored with J.J. McCarthy, they can do a little second mortgage, if you will, on the franchise and trade up to go get him if they think that he's the guy. Or if they're not sold, or if they don't believe they need to, right? That's the other thing. Yeah, I love J.J. McCarthy. Yeah. I want him to be the starting quarterback for the Denver Broncos. I think that he's going to look great. However, I think Bo Nix does pretty much the same thing that J.J. McCarthy does in this offense. So why do I need J.J. McCarthy when I could go draft Bo Nix at 12, or more likely a trade back scenario? So it's, I'm not a draft guy, right? I'm not a draft Nick. I don't do all the research on the players. College football is fun for me to watch, but I don't get into the draft grading. I don't get into the player grades. I don't care about the combine. None of that stuff really matters to me. You want to have a pro day and throw great in your shorts? Good. Have fun. Throw great in your shorts. What I do like, as we examine the draft and we look at what the Broncos are doing, is the inside outside sort of, this is what we want to do. This is how we think we can get here. This player can get us there. This player can't get us there. I think I can wait because I think that while this guy is highly coveted, this guy over here does a lot of the same things, and I think I can mold that. And there is an arrogance to an NFL coach that looks at a guy like a Bo Nix and says, yeah, maybe everybody looks at him and says he's all right. I think I can maximize his talent because I'm Sean Payton. There, you have to have that kind of arrogance to be a head coach in the NFL anyway. And I truly believe that Sean Payton looks at just about anybody and goes, I can make that guy great. I'm Sean Payton. I'm Sean effing Payton. I can make that guy great. And I like that. You need that in a head coach. It will be a coach's downfall often, and that's fine. But Sean Payton took Drew Brees and made him effing great. And I'm sorry, if you saw Drew Brees play in San Diego, because they were in San Diego at the time, you know that that wasn't his trajectory. He wasn't a highly touted guy out of college. He was, you know, yeah, maybe he'll be a really good backup quarterback in the NFL. Dude went on to break records and become a Hall of Famer. Sean Payton would tell you it was because of Sean Payton. Partly.
It was because of Sean Payton.
And it absolutely was. So now I've sort of talked myself into the circle of, I really don't care what he does. He's going to go get somebody and he's going to make him the greatest quarterback of all time. It's going to be amazing. Look at how excited I am now.
And there's something that I mentioned on the last podcast that it bears repeating because it fits the context. And I think that's important because it adds to the character and who Sean Payton is. He did not like the fact that he got outbid for Patrick Mahomes. That's not going to happen again. It is not going to happen again because he's a competitor. That sits in his craw. He could have had Patrick Mahomes in New Orleans. And imagine Patrick Mahomes in a Sean Payton offense. Holy cow. Aside from that, it would have kept him from going to Kansas City. Because that idiot in Chicago traded up to get Mitch Trubisky. Anyway, Sean Payton is a competitor. He's not going to be patient. He remembers the fact that he didn't get Patrick Mahomes, got outbid by Andy Reid and the Chiefs. That's not going to happen again. But again, we don't know anything. Nobody knows anything. We're going to know come Thursday at hopefully before 8 o'clock Mountain Time, because that's when the Nuggets play the Lakers.
Yeah, get it out of the way, right? We don't want to have the double screen going. Although I will say, I don't know if you have the YouTube TV, unpaid advertisement here. I do love the fact that I can pick like four things to watch when it comes to sports. And it's like, I can see it all. It's fantastic.
So hopefully we know by 8 o'clock Mountain, maybe depending on how long the early game goes. But I think we'll know by about the 4th to 6th pick. So that's the Cardinals at 4, Chargers at 5, Giants at 6. At that point, we're going to have an idea of what other teams are going to do, i.e. the Vikings. They stand pat. They go up. It sounds like the Vikings don't want to give up their 23rd pick that they acquired. They don't want to give up both of their first round picks to move up. I don't know how much of a, here we go, draft Knicks are not going to hate this, smokescreen that report is. But we're going to have an idea around the 4 to 6 range of what other teams are going to do. We'll obviously know who the first three picks are going to be. Like I said earlier, Williams, Daniels, May. But we'll see. And again, we don't know anything about what Sean Payton and the Broncos want, who they like, what they're thinking. We don't know any of it. Thankfully, we'll know on Thursday.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.